Richard, hello, Richard.
Yeah, hello, Neil. Richard here from Wodonga, mate. I unfortunately lost my wife last month, and I went into Telstra to cancel her mobile phone.
Yeah.
And they've turned around and said, well, she's breaking a contract, so
oh, heaven's
she still
sake.
Needs to pay $101 to break the contract. And that'll go on my next bill.
They're going to charge you $101 because your wife died?
Yes, yes, yes. Because you break a contract. Like, unfortunate, you know, as it is. But there's no compassion in any. I've been a loyal customer from DOT. When I first got a phone, it was Telstra. It was Telecom back in the old days. But now, you know, I've had a mobile number and phone with Telstra for the last 22 years.
We've got to fix it, Richard. This is like the banks charging fees to dead people.
Exactly.
It's no better.
There's no compassion. I hope they're making enough money.
And you did explain that she'd passed away.
Yes.
I thought when a person died, the contract became null and void. Obviously, they've got something else written.
Obviously, there's a little bit of fine print in there somewhere. Never bothered to actually have a look at.
That is so, so, so wrong. Look, we'll take it up for you and see if we can sort that out. I wonder if it's happened to anybody else, though. How are you doing if you only lost your month ago?
Yeah, battling, but yeah, I'm still sort of keeping my head above water, and I've got two wonderful kids, so.
Oh, good. Well, you don't need crap like this, do you?
Hang on,
Richard. We'll have a chat to you off air. We'll get on to Telstra and say you cannot charge somebody who's died because they've broken their contract. That is just obscene. That is like the banks charging fees to dead people. Richard, I hope, really, really hope we can help you. We will try. Hang on, make sure we've got a contact point for you. How could you work in an organisation and imagine somebody rings up and said, clearly upset, my wife has died recently. I need to just cancel her contract because she's passed away. You might say, all right, we need a death certificate or we need proof. That's right. My wife has died. And they say, oh, yes, that'll be $100, thank you, sir, because of your dead wife. You could not work for an organisation that behaved in that way. You could not, as the phone person, say, this might be our policy, I'm going to enforce it. You would say, hey, boss, no, this is wrong.